Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
We call ourselves blacks. Last, you take this award and you say shout out to my African people. You are not shouting out to us. Keep your shout out. We have our awards here. Why are you not here? You are not real. Leave the shout out. It's for yourself. You are not shouting out to us. We have our headies. We have whatever award. We have mobile awards. We have Afrima. You are not taking jets down there. You don't want to perform. They call you. You are like, you are too big. But when you go to those places, you want to tag Africa along as far. You know, you want to be like, you are not representing Africa. If you are representing Africa, you will be at an African award.
Are you challenging me?
Do you want to go, bro?
I won't lie. I lose. It's been a long time.
Hey, listen. We want 100k subscribers this year, man. If you're new to the channel, click subscribe, man. We want to see you again next week and tell us, you know, how your week went. Let us know in the comments what you're up to, where you're watching this. And don't let your boss piss you off this week, man. Tell him fuck off. Let's get straight to the business. Like, where I want to start this week, I want to know, like, obviously you just been on tour, right?
Yeah, definitely.
You're staying in hotels or like Airbnbs?
Airbnbs.
Okay.
So, okay, even that's probably worse, that's, you know? That's changed. Because, you know, like, hotel is not necessary that you'd run up the water bill at the Airbnb. But, like, at home, how do you shower? Like, do you turn on the shower and, like, leave? Like, let it, like, warm up? Or do you just get straight in?
No, I don't just leave unless I've got something. Nah, I jump straight in pretty much, I can't just run the water.
Worried about bills.
I'm worried about the bills at home.
No, I let it run to warm up.
How long does it take to warm up, though?
It depends.
Mine's pretty quick.
Yeah, mine's quick, but I don't just get straight in.
No, I
used to, but now I realize, well, if I'm not ready to actually get wet, pause.
That's crazy.
Then, you know, if I'm not ready to get wet yet, then I don't need to step inside there.
What's your, like, get ready routine in the morning? Like, do you turn on the shower, leave, go and do other things as it's warming up, or are you straight in as well?
Mine is dime minute. Do you know the meaning of dime minute? Lost time. So I do everything probably when I'm awake and I'm up to go out. Like, I don't just, like, when it's like 1 minute for me to go out, I'll just back.
Yeah.
You understand? So I just go straight into the bathtub and have my bath, take my brush, get my clothes out, wear them. Into the car outside.
Gone.
I used to be like that, but I can't. I've realized it's way more peaceful when you just, even if it's like extra 10 minutes. Like, I've been trialing it out with, like, getting my kids ready. What were you going to say?
I feel like it's the environment I'm coming from. Like, Lagos. It's always rush.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's in me already.
Yeah.
You understand? We always do things when it's that rush time.
Yeah.
We always, that's just the thing. So I feel like I'm used to that rush time.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in the city, London. Yeah, it was. But since moving out, it's a lot more peaceful. You wake up, we go down, chill out.
You relax.
For me, I turn the shower. The room has to be steamed off. It's got to be a steam room if I can get going in there.
Really?
Like, yeah, steam.
Wow.
Running up the bill.
That's crazy. I'm not on that still. Not for that long. But I've been trialing like 10 minutes, like being like 10 minutes ahead, like just seeing what that does. And yeah, it puts you 10 minutes ahead, but you actually feel like, rah, I've got way more time just to maybe
that's
just
how
calm
I end
down
up being
and sit
late,
down.
Though.
Yeah, that's because you end up doing nothing with the 10 minutes.
Yeah.
why is Lagos such a rush city or state?
I guess, like, it's the environment, it's a business district. So everybody's all about their cheese and all of their money. And You know, everybody's just, everybody's eyes are open. So it's more like London, though. If you get to like Lagos Island in Lagos, you will see like a picture of London in that place because like it's more like that. You know, even the buildings, because the whites were there years ago, where the colonies and everything. So we have this English building in Lagos Island, and even the people. You hear different names. They are not Yoruba names, and they are Yoruba. You understand, like serious English name, like
Johnson.
Okay, let me give you an example. Banky W.
Yeah,
it's from Lagos Island.
Yeah,
it's Bankole Wellington. Wellington is not Yoruba.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So but Lagos has always been like that because it's a district center and it's one of those places that has water. You understand? We have sea, oceans, everything in Lagos. So you get to see. A lot of different people from parts of the world in Lagos. So everybody's moving crazy in Lagos.
Yeah.
It's not funny. Lagos.
is there like a sense of community culture in Lagos in terms of like do people talk to each other on the train or on the way to work? Or is it nice?
You said the train. Give what him train? The hell.
I was thinking of London.
You were. There's no
sounding mad or emo right now. Yeah. Yeah.
When you hear people speaking to themselves, is when you are in the traffic in Lagos. You get a lot of curses. In fact, when you are in Lagos and in the traffic, and you just turn on your voice note, you will hear a lot of things. You will hear a lot of things. Funny people, as in, you know. But I feel like it's part of us. We that live in Lagos. I can live in London, but it cannot be like Lagos because like I'm just used to that environment.
That's why
you see people living in Lagos. They don't want to leave. You see people like they are rich, but they are living in one room bedroom in Lagos and they don't want to leave there. They don't want to like ever quit that space. They are just okay. They are comfortable in that nature.
Yeah.
Because you know their mind is already there. Everything they do is surrounded by, you know. Yeah. That lifestyle, especially in Lagos Island. Damn, you see people living in their great grandfather's house.
Yeah.
They are still there with their children, and their children will still be there when the man dies.
Yeah.
You understand? Like, it's to me, it's just a lifestyle.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
It's not that.
That's exactly
Yeah, it's like a lifestyle. It's not that they don't have the money to like live in a better place, but they just like their environment. They are used to the people. They are used to the. You know, whatever they see every day.
Yeah.
You know, they are just stuck to it.
Yeah.
And that's Lagos for you.
The thing is, I feel like it might be, even though Lagos isn't the capital, but it's like the capital. Do you get what I'm saying? Like,
so, Lagos used to be in the capital.
Yeah, used to be. But it's like, I feel like there's that, I don't know if it's like main character syndrome. Yeah. When you live in like a capital or something that feels like a capital, you don't like to move from it. Like, for example, London, we feel like
we don't want
everyone
to leave
should come
that.
To us.
Yeah.
There's no need for me to leave and go to anywhere. Everyone should come to us.
Yeah.
Whereas anyone outside of there tends to, like, move around. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like with America as well, because almost like each state is like a country.
Yeah.
They travel crazy. Yeah. It's weird. It's like the way they'll travel 2-3 hours and come back.
Yeah.
Like, they'll drop you 2-3 hours. Like, I stayed with a cousin and she said, oh, I'll drop you to Houston. And I was like, so... are you going to stay? She's like, no, I'll just go back. I was like, that's like 3 hours. Why would you? I was even like why travel. Would you? I was even thinking, what am I going to owe you after this? Like, what are you going to want from me afterwards? So, but I feel like if you live outside of like capitals, you tend to move around more. Whereas here, we're like, everyone come to us, man. Like, we just got that main character sort of thing.
Yeah. What's the attitude like in Lagos currently? Has there been a shift or is it? Because there's the new crop of youngsters coming up like yourself. Like, are the elder lot mad at you, or what's really going on the ground level in Lagos? Do they look at you lot like you're mad because face tattoo, braids?
Yeah, this one is wild, you know.
Why is this wild?
Why is a face tattoo wild?
In this day and age.
What?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, what's the attitude? Like, are the adults looking at you kids? Like, what's
there
going on?
There are more of this in Lagos. My own is little.
Exactly. But
because I'm a responsible. That's why I'm having this because I'm a responsible. If I'm to be a proper Lagos boy, I have a guy, Wadud. He has tattoo in his brain. As in, he has tattoo all over his body, on his head, everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. And for it's not a new thing anymore in Lagos.
It's really?
It's not even this time religion is not even like dictating whatever you do anymore. You understand? Our parents have grown to know that there's shift already, and these people have to live their life.
Wow.
I feel like the older ones, the elderly ones, especially in Lagos and even other parts of Lagos like Ibadan, they have come to accept that, yeah, they have done their part. These people have to live their life. And the only wrong thing I see in everything is just you committing crime. But whatever thing else you want to do is fine.
But don't put
yourself in trouble.
Yeah.
That's just the only thing with our parents these days. You can do whatever.
Yeah.
You can, but don't put yourself in trouble. Tattoos, fine. Even in Nigeria now, we have some pastors that have tattoos. Yeah.
Wow. What?
For you.
What?
Yeah.
Are they reformed, part, like they used to be on the streets and now they're pastors?
No. It's no more something of religion again. To me, it's like, I like it. I can do it.
It's just art.
Yeah.
My heart is pure. What I'm doing is real. I'm not a criminal. I'm not into dirty stuff. So a tattoo doesn't determine who I am. So I feel like everybody has gone.
That's interesting. Because cool. I feel like our parents, or let me say my parents, let me speak for my parents. My parents have come from Nigeria at a certain time where maybe that wasn't cool.
Yeah.
But they've still got that
belief system,
mentality. Yeah, so they take it here. So us as youngsters growing up, we're like, oh, tattoos wild. Not to say that we haven't got tattoos, but it's like we knew, that's a problem. A face tattoo, no. Like tattoos on your arm, your back, you're hidden.
What did your mom say? Yeah, that's what she was like, she's Ahmed. What is this? Like, I said, you're not tattooing. I said, eh? She was not, every time she always look at my highball. Hope you have not drawn inside your eyeball. But she was like, after this song, please, no more.
And
I was like, okay, fine. You understand, but I still have fall over my body. Any weird tattoo can put, I put the tattoo.
Do you know how many you've got?
Like 18.
Wow.
18. But they are not big. I like small ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like these ones, like just tiny. You understand? Tiny ones like this, like just few touches. Yeah, sexy ones.
Is that a roll of money?
Yeah, a roll of money, and I have a roll of weed too.
Okay.
So which one do you want? Pick one.
What was the first one?
The weed. Because I used to smoke a lot of weed, but I stopped like 3 years ago. I stopped smoking weed.
Well, completely?
Yeah.
Why?
I get anxiety smoking weed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got to notice that. I get more bothered smoking weed.
Yeah.
There was a time like I used to overcome the anxiety, but at the point, I smoke and I'm not feeling okay. Not like mentally there's a problem, but it's like I'm not myself.
Yeah.
I will be around people and I will feel lost. I hardly have conversations with people. You understand that?
When you're high, so
yeah, I hardly I can't see. And if I smoke weed down here, I can't see anything. Trust me, I'll just be like, I won't go home.
I
just want to be in that lonely mood. And in my profession, fine, I'm gonna be an artist, I want to be, but you have to speak with people. You have at some point with weed, I can't express myself. Instead of me expressing myself, I'll just be getting angry unnecessarily because I cannot express myself.
That's interesting because
most people like smoke to chill.
When
you smoke, you get
but do you mean there's a problem? Because is there a problem of weed being laced in Nigeria? Has that ever been a thing where people are like, they're putting bad chemicals in?
If it's working for them, it's fine. It's fine. We are grown. Everybody know what they are doing. If you lace your weed, fine. You know what you are doing. You are an adult. But at the same time, for me, I don't do it. And even when I smoke weed, at the point I was good with it, but later I noticed it's not working for me. It's not a thing. So all I do is be with my liquor and a little bit of cigarette. Yeah, I'm chilled. We can party. We can have fun. And I can express myself. And that's like one of the happiest things, one of the happiest move I've made for myself. You know, because I never knew I could move from weed. There's a point I buy weed of like, how much is 1 pound is how many million naira?
One thousand.
I mean, 1,000 pounds. I bought weed of 1,000 pounds.
Wow.
That's
wow.
like, yeah, in my house.
Millions. For yourself. Yeah.
For myself.
You're not even to distribute.
Man said personal.
For myself. Like,
pack.
For you, like the Wiz Khalifa team.
Yeah.
You hired a roller, you was rolling yourself.
Every day, like, I have boys that roll for me. When I sit down, all they do is roll. And I pay them for rolling weed.
Wow, you were living that life.
He wanted to be weird. At a point, I feel like, nah, it's not working. Even when I'm trying to, like, you know, working, like, in the studio, I can't even do my thing.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
when I know there is a serious problem.
Yeah.
I got lost in the... I'm hearing beats and I'm not even in the studio. Like, I'm lost. You understand? I feel like, no, and I could calm me down and at a point, I could stop.
Three years is good though to be off it. That's very good.
These days, when I go to studios or link up with people and they offer me weed and I say no, they were like,
oh,
really? You don't smoke weed and you are this crazy? Like, no, it's natural. But at the same time. So I feel like it's a good thing when you can stop something, when you have control over certain things.
Though
we are human, you know, we are vulnerable to a lot of things. Mm. But when you have the strength to stop certain things, you know, I feel at that point you're a man.
Yeah,
even like breaking up with women as well.
What do you mean by that?
You know, like when you know you should break up with this woman, like finding the courage to
actually leave.
To actually do it.
Yeah. You know? I feel like that comes down to options sometimes, though.
Because
you know them ones where you're like, if I go back into the streets, will anybody love me again? So you'll stay for now. As soon as you get an option, you're like, I'm out of here, man.
What's the percentage of relationships that are only like...
out of convenience.
Not even out of convenience. Yeah, well, I guess out of convenience. Like, the person has nowhere else to go. Their market
50%.
Is 50%.
50% of people are with somebody because there's the one person they got with and they feel stuck.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm in it for love. I feel like my stock is high enough that I'm like, if I wanted to leave, I'll be all right. But but a lot of people are there because it's like, rah, she actually loves me. I don't know if anybody would love me like this again. So I'll stay.
Have you ever been dumped?
I feel like I wasn't dumped. But, you know, I feel there are differences.
Mm.
You understand, which is understandable.
Mm-hmm.
And the last relationship I could remember, it wasn't a breakup.
Mm.
It was like she went to school, which was far away.
Mm.
And for me, I feel like personally, I can't do long distance.
Mm.
If you see the way I've been calling my girlfriend every day, you will be like, now you born this girl. you understand? I feel like I can't deal with long distance relationship. And it was then. She was in school. Port Harcourt is far from Lagos.
Mm.
And, you know, I couldn't deal with it. You know, man gas to pee.
My snack.
I couldn't do long distance either, to be fair. Can't do it. It's not engaging enough for me. I'm very in person. I'm an in person.
Like talking
person.
On the phone like that. Like I'd rather be in the room with you. Like,
when
she's on her way home and she calls me, and I'm like, you're gonna see me when I'm at home.
Good one.
Just wait till you get home, then we can have conversation. Like, I don't know. Like, it feels weird. Like, just being on the phone and you're telling me about your whole day, then you come home. Then now what are we going to talk about? You told me everything on your way home. So now we're just staring at each other.
So how far did you go in school?
I'm a big man.
Hmm.
I'm a big man. So when it comes to school, I'm a senior man. In Nigeria, we say something, school two.
Yeah.
You understand what school two is? School two is like, you are a student.
Yeah.
But you are not following the school regulations.
Mm.
You are not among.
You're just there.
You are just there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I went to Lasu Lagos State University,
mm-hmm.
where my mom works.
Yeah.
She works there, and I'm a graduate of History and International Relations.
Right.
That's what I studied, and it's a good thing. But all my mom wanted is for me to graduate,
have
my papers, and I have. So don't bother about grades.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The paper is there. Yeah. It's there.
After that, so I'm getting a face tattoo, bro. I'm going straight to the tattoo.
So were you doing music from back then as well?
Yeah, definitely. I was doing music and my mom was like fine. I don't have a problem with music. But your school, you know, that's my own gain as a parent, as your mother, that, I was able to push you through school.
Yeah.
And you went to school, you know, I have something to say that, I have a child who is a graduate.
Yeah.
Yes, I did it.
Yeah.
You understand? And that's for our African women majorly.
Yeah.
They just want you to go through that process.
Yeah.
Not, you know, they don't care. Just go. So when they are in the midst of their children and they are talking about school, she can say,
that's it. We will go over here as well.
And I feel like it's a good energy
from
them. It's a good energy because at a point in time, everybody needs to get educated.
No matter
how rich you are or whatever background you are coming from. You know, we still have we still have things to learn. And life is a learning process.
You cannot
escape it. Even when I'm doing music, I'm trying like, sign for online classes on my phone, try to listen to, you know, what new producers are doing, you know, try to learn, try to listen to new styles that these people are doing and all of these things. So it's the learning process. So it's going to school is just like a culture. See, this thing is for a little time, but it's for life. You still keep doing it even after this institution or whatever.
After
this school, you will still keep doing it. And that's it.
Yeah.
For you, for you.
Yeah.
So it's just, I feel like going to school is just for it to be part of you that you will still learn. Part of the process.
I like what you said about the culture, because I think it's like university to me was a very expensive experience, like that maybe I could have done without. But at the same time, I know that the whole culture of sticking at something, that's a double-edged sword, to be fair, because sometimes you should even quit. Like, it's good to even leave something whilst you're behind, if that makes sense. But that whole sense of, yo, studying something, writing something for a long time, like really like researching something, I feel like you learn that a lot from school.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to learn. You speak a lot about your mum. I know your mum was a head teacher, right?
Yeah.
What, like your father, was he in the picture at all?
My father is a behind the scene man.
Right.
Do you know the meaning of behind the scene?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a chilled man.
Yeah.
He's a rich man.
Okay.
And he's a poor man.
Okay. Okay.
He's a rich man. Expound. In terms of, he has a lot of children.
Okay. Right.
So, you know, a lot of children. That means in my culture, when you have a lot of children, your future is bright. Because when you have 10, surely one will make it.
It's true. It's a numbers game.
Do you think that that's the purpose of why he did it?
I feel like, okay, let me tell you a little bit about my father. He was a custom officer in the Nigeria Custom Service. He was a custom officer and he had three wives. I had 10 children. I'm the last born of 10.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, three wives, 10 children.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm the last born of 10.
Were you all in the same house?
Yeah, not with the mothers.
Okay.
But my dad always makes sure every weekend his children comes to the house.
Oh, that's right. That's
you sick. Understand? And some of us live with him.
Yeah. Mm.
Some of us live with him.
Is your mom the main wife?
There's no main wife when it comes to three wives. Then you are causing problem in the family.
Yeah.
If there's one main, then there will be problem with the children too.
Mm. Yeah.
Because
so he didn't live with any of the wives?
He's like, live with this one, go to the next one.
Okay.
It was sharing the gospel.
Check if you're the main.
So it was a good experience for me, knowing my dad have three wives, and you know they are all in good terms, and with the children we are also in good terms. You understand? I don't know how he managed to do that.
Yeah.
But just for that, I accept him as my father.
Yeah, of course, that's an achievement.
It's a good thing because it's not easy to manage three women with children. You understand? So I was the last born, fine, and you know, every weekend, every small party, maybe Easter, Salah, we are always around. Everybody, it will tell you that if you did not come, it will curse you. So you don't want to receive your father's curse. So you will find one way or the other to get there. And we're always around, we always see each other, we always talk, and it's a good thing, you know.
Okay.
It's a good thing for my father.
That must have been lit growing up, like all your siblings just like...
Yeah, and we are 10 and we have 2 girls and eight boys.
Wow.
Wow.
So like, it's so crazy.
8 boys, 2 girls.
Yeah.
Are the girls the oldest?
Yeah, I'm the last born.
Is one the of the girls, okay, they're in the middle.
One is the third and one is the ninth.
Okay.
Right, just before you.
So,
what's your idea on polygamy then? Because that's what you've seen. And technically, it was successful.
Yeah, it was successful.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Whereas a lot of people, they would be like, monogamy wasn't successful for their parents. So what's your idea on that? Like,
I feel like, personally, if you can handle it, it's fine.
Yeah.
Because we personally and we with this, our generation coming up, it won't be easy for you managing three girls. I feel like at that point, at that time, these women, they were like contented with whatever they have. And they are very conscious of the culture.
They don't have Instagram as well. So they couldn't even see the elder.
They don't bother about what you're wearing or whatever.
Yeah.
They are contented and the money is going around. The gospel is going around. Their children are doing good. You know, everybody's eating and everybody's going to school and whatever. So I feel like it's worked for them. And so for me, in this generation, I do what's your power.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And Carly, that's what I would just advise. If you feel like, two will work for you, and the two ladies or women, they are in agreement on whatever, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
But don't go and die young in this generation. Fine, you can have a woman home and the little shy chicks that you just, you know, flirt around with, fine. But putting the two, the three, as major things that you are thinking about every day, I'm telling you, by the age of 35, is RIP.
It's not easy because just with one. So imagine, I can't imagine having another woman.
Blood pressure.
Are
you the most successful child?
Well, I was successful.
Yeah. You got lawyers, doctor?
My brother, our firstborn, lives in London. I came back to Nigeria when my dad died and he has to like take care of the family stuff. And I have a brother who is a banker. I have another brother who is a producer. So I feel like we are all good. My my sister that is like before me, she's in Canada. She's working, she's a nurse. And every other person is, you know, they are doing their thing. Yeah, so it's a good thing. Cold. We are not bothered of anybody and, you know, nobody's bothering me. Nobody's bothering me. I'm enjoying my money alone.
They're not calling you for handouts. They're not calling you for handouts.
Nobody's going to school. Everybody's. I'm the last born.
You didn't be like, you had me out. You give me something. I'm the youngest one.
They are supportive. They are always, you know, calling, checking on me, and you know, try to caution me for whatever is going on. Bella, don't try to do this. This is what we are hearing. Please don't dive into this. Please don't do drugs, alcohol, little small cigar. You know, they are actually caring.
Growing up, did any of them flog you though?
I feel like my dad didn't allow that. You know, there's so much respect between us. You know, my dad will always say something. If I offend him, come and report to me. You understand? So whatever, if I did something wrong to them, all they would do is to go and tell my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And you know how they will tell your dad something, you will surely get scared.
Yeah. Mm.
So they don't bother. All everybody needs to do is tell his dad or his mom that this boy did such a thing. Make sure he doesn't do such again. And they sit you down, they talk to you,
yeah.
They do whatever that will make you stay disciplined. And we are good.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. I feel like he really arranged that middle. I give it to him.
Yeah.
Wow. Your dad actually did a great right. job. He did a great
How
job.
Old was he when he before he passed?
78.
Oh, good age.
Had a decent life, man.
Yeah.
Quite a long one.
Yeah. So he had me when he was 60.
Jesus.
Wow. Lord. I was like 18 when he died.
This man is horny.
I was
That's
like,
a horny
I was,
man.
Yeah, I was going to 19, or I was 19 already, but he had me around 59, 60.
Did he ever make it to a show or a performance or anything?
No.
Never made it to one?
No. He never made it. But he always says something to me because I'm this kind of child. When I was younger, I don't talk.
Really?
Yeah, I don't talk.
Okay.
I don't talk. They have to like press my stomach before I talk. They have to like as in trigger something in me before I talk. Whatever it is, I keep it inside and he's always scared of me. As much as he loves
he doesn't know
me,
what you're thinking, right?
Because he doesn't know my mind.
Yeah.
If he asks me what's wrong with you, I feel like I'm fine. I'm always fine. And he always get angry with the fact that I always am fine.
Yeah.
Why are you always fine?
I don't know where we got it from though. Because again, like I'm looking at how you're living in Nigeria, mm-hmm. and I'm thinking, not to say like my mum was one of three wives or anything, but like the household, like how you're explaining it, like saying fine. I don't know where we got that from, but when I was younger, if any uncle or auntie
fine.
Said,
oh,
how
yeah,
are you?
I'm fine.
You don't say that any other time. If your friend asks how you doing, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm all right. Like, but I'm fine. Like, that's like the standard answer.
Yeah.
But the kids are different. Because my mm-hmm. kids say, I'm good, thank you. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's very
really?
Adult. Yeah. If I ask my daughter, like, how are you? She'd say, I'm good, thank you. Or if grandma asks, how are you? She'd say, I'm good, thank you, grandma. I'm like,
that's
interesting.
That's the TV. Is that what they're learning at nursery?
I don't know. Ooh, but it's an interesting change. But I don't know where we got I'm fine from. Maybe the older siblings said it. Yeah. But where did they get it from? Why is it just fine? And fine's not even good.
Yeah, it's fine. It's okay. It's just...
I'm all right.
Yeah.
I'm all right. Did you get pocket money?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
How was it?
Because when I was younger, I was very, very handsome.
Oh, yeah?
Everybody loves me. Everybody because... Everybody loves me. I was very, very... I grew up and I turned gamer, but when I was little, my mom always tell me, everybody wants to take me home. Everybody. When my auntie come, they will be like, can we just come and do 1 week? And that's how I get connected to everybody in my family. Even those I don't know, they used to tell me a story that when I was younger, whenever they are cooking, I'm the artist, I always sing for them. Whenever I see food, I always dance. I'm a foodie when I was young. If I see food in your hand, don't worry, we are going home together. Don't worry. So I feel like, out of all my siblings, I feel like I have connection to everybody more than any of them.
Yeah.
More than any of them because, you know, I was younger, I was this funny guy.
Yeah.
Like, I have this, like, happy mood always, like. Mm. I'm always happy and, you know, I wonder where those happiness went to. Because
it's
right
the weed.
It's
the weed.
But it's a good thing. It's a good thing. I always get pocket money. Like, it's like an everyday thing.
Mm.
Yeah, if pocket money, don't worry.
What do you spend it on? What do you spend it on? Sweets?
No, my mommy will beat me. I have to take it home. If I have, I'm giving any money, I have to take them to my mommy first.
Mm.
So if she takes it, fine. If she didn't take it, I know this one is for spending.
There is
already in me that if I get anything, I should bring it home or bring it. But there are sometimes I'm always corny. Before I get home, it's gone.
No evidence.
But yeah, you know, it's a good thing.
Yeah,
you know, definitely like... pocket money. Even till now, I'm still getting pocket money.
From who?
Though there are certain set of pocket money, not really money. But value, pocket money, valuable things.
Okay.
Yeah. Gifting.
Expound.
Yeah, like gifting.
Oh, okay, right.
I'm always this guy, the giftings.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you gift well as well?
Yeah, that's why I'm here, so you can gift them.
Yeah.
So when I'm
gifting
going,
culture.
Prepare my gift.
He's looking at the paintings on the wall.
You know what I mean? He said, that's a basket. Let me take it.
Hey, McDonald's money, man. We never saw it.
Yeah.
You know, like, auntie will come, give you £20. You and your brothers get McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. Never seen that money.
Never seen it. No, I hear it, though, because they might have needed it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
they wouldn't have asked their friend for £20, but their friend gave their son £20. I'll take that.
I'll take that. Yeah, it's true.
I'll take
you
that.
You mentioned, like, you were a happy child. Like, do you think are you happy now?
Yeah, I'm happy. But with the look of things, you have to be frowning every day. Because if you don't frown, people will take advantage of your smile.
They will
take advantage of your happiness.
Right.
They will take advantage of the good art you have.
Right.
All of us who actually have conscience, we have the good part and the bad side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know, if you use that good side too much, you will blame yourself because this is the world we are in.
Mm.
And you just have to be conscious of how much you smile. You can be a happy person naturally.
Yeah.
But people, we always like try to, anywhere there's a loophole,
mm-hmm.
even in your happiness, if there's a loophole, they will take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, we just have to be careful of who is and who is not.
Yeah.
Even if you are a sad person, people will take advantage of that sadness. Funny thing. Mm. They will tell you that they can't give you that thing because you are always sad.
Mm.
Because you don't smile.
Mm.
Because so some certain things, they won't bring it to you. Some certain goodness that you deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes certain merit in life that you worked for. They will tell you don't always smile to us. That's why you're not getting this.
Yeah.
I've had that.
Funny how the world is. Mm. When you smile too much,
yeah.
Even in your saddest moments, they will take.
There's nothing you can do.
I agree with that. Because it's like being happy.
So you just have to be a real Ronaldo in life. Just dribble through every time. Don't stay in one place.
Yeah.
Because like being happy is like, they assume you don't need anything because you're happy.
So
you might have needed whatever they had to offer, but they're like, he's fine.
Let me go over here
with it.
But have you ever done that though? Like, I don't know, you're going out somewhere or you're going to meet and you're like, let me not put on something too nice.
I do that all the time.
Let me not put on something too nice.
Daisy, why do you think most of our rich people, you don't even see designers on them?
Yeah.
Don't even when they have cars, fleet of cars, they don't even drive it.
They
just put it at home for them to just showcase to whoever comes to their place.
They can see how they're living.
See their what?
Yeah.
Just to show their what. Not really like. They are just so simple.
Yeah.
Because they know if you show that richness and all of these things, people would take advantage of it.
Have you got a fleet of cars?
Yeah, I've got some good couple ones. Of cars. What not fleet, because I'm not that good thing.
You got a compound though.
I have nice cars. Mm.
Yeah? What you got? What you driving?
G-Wagon.
G-Wagon K. Yeah, it's coming though.
Not G-Wagon.
No. You know, the truth is, you know, when it comes to buying these things, I'm this kind of artist. I'm not a show off artist.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm not this artist. Fine, it's business.
Mm.
You know, when you showcase what you have and, you know, I feel like it makes you like, you know, the brand better. But
you look larger than life.
Growing up, my dad and my parents, they have taught me like to be this lovable guy. And, you know, I have friends, a lot of friends around that. They don't come from a very good family. So me coming from a good family, being an happy guy, you know, I don't like come out and show that I have this, I have that, because I have people around me that don't have it.
Mm.
So I don't have to like put them in a situation where they don't feel good about themselves.
You have to be aware. You have to be financially aware.
So I feel like I lived and grew up with that mentality.
Yeah.
So even as much as I have, I hardly want to wear my highs. My people force me to be like, wear your highs now. You're a star now. I hardly want to wear anything. I'm just like a 21 Savage guy, a J. Cole guy, a Kendrick Lamar guy. That's we have a lot, but we don't even care.
Yeah.
I just want to come out, do my thing, do my music, make my money, and you know, I'm living a good life. I don't have to show it on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't have to do it this way. You understand? And these are the things, you know, I feel like I'm just used to that kind of life.
Cool.
Let's do an introduction. We'll talk about some investments.
Yeah, for sure. Nat is where we shall. My name is Semi Alchemy.
I'm Fred Santana.
Got a shoot in the house.
Come on.
He's only got one wife.
The one wife three. Is all I can do.
One wife is all he can do, but he can shoot 4 or 5 cameras at a time. So that's why that's his job. They got overseas, underseas, or God in him, or name of God. Is that nigga VP in the cut? That's a scary sight.
Yo.
He's got artists all the way from Nigeria. Mm-hmm. He's been on tour. He's been moving all around Europe, all over Africa. Real serious artist. Real good music.
Good music.
Good vibes. And a good soul. I can see it. Can feel it. We've got Bella Schmerder, man. Thank Appreciate you for coming through.
Thank you so much.
I wanted to ask you something just on the just on what we were just saying. Do you believe that people should get things just based on merit? I'm asking that to the room as well. Like, because as you said, like, oh, if someone's sad, sometimes they won't be given something.
Merit as opposed to
like, as in just like your work, basically.
Yeah, but merit as opposed to what's the other option?
As opposed to, I don't know, the politics of things like relationships.
Yeah, fuck that, man.
Merit. You think it should just be, there's no, how do I describe it?
It's there's a like middle ground.
Yeah, there's a middle ground.
Yeah.
Because obviously, like, you know, someone's going to look at your work at some point. I mean, some people have the privilege to just be shit, but.
Because I don't like fakeness. I don't like building a relationship just for the end goal of.
I'm going to receive something.
Yeah. I'd rather just be your friend to be your friend or like you to like you rather than... Because now if you don't give me the finger, are we no longer talking? Mm. So that's just some fuck shit to me. Like, yeah, just on straight on merit.
And that, I'm
let,
with you.
Let our, if it's business, let our relationship be business.
I'm with you. No, I find it hard to be... How do I put this? Like, there's some people, like industry people, I'm like, yeah, like I really fuck with you, but... I don't want to get too close to you because I don't think I'm in position yet that I don't want to seem like I'm trying to rub shoulder with you so I could come up a bit bigger. Yeah, do you know what I mean? So let me keep you at arm's length. Even though I think you're a cool guy, like I fuck with you, but we'll keep it cool from here. When I'm up as well, then maybe we'll go and do stuff together or whatever. But I don't want to make it seem like, oh, I came up because I was that guy's brethren. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I was thinking, like, if you said like, oh, someone won't get a sound because they're sad, like I'm thinking, do people like to give things to sad people? Do you know what I mean? Like, if someone's sad, do you want to go and give them something? Like, if there's an opportunity, but you know that they're a Debbie Downer or they're gloomy, they're down. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, for me, sadness does not really mean they don't have whatever you want to give them. Mm. You understand?
How do you mean? Sorry.
Being sad doesn't mean a rich man can be sad.
Yeah.
You understand? You know, a man living properly can be sad. Mm-hmm. So being sad is like is like there's a particular trouble with you.
Yeah.
Not really like the
financial
all of these things. There are, you know, there are a lot of mental health and issues. There are a lot of trouble people are going through. So it's not really that I need something or I'm looking for something, that's why I'm sad. They are just natural troubles. You know, you just don't feel okay with certain things.
Yeah.
You understand? And when it comes to getting something on merit, I feel like if you work for something and you deserve it, you should get it. You understand? You should get it.
Agreed.
You understand? Not it doesn't pertain to the kind of person you are. Whether you're a happy person or you're a sad person or you're just a middle person that always have this mood swing.
Yeah.
You understand? If someone work for something, let them get it. You understand?
That I disagree, man.
Why?
I believe like getting stuff off merit is great. But that's just a utopia. That's like, I can't ignore if I like somebody more than I like that person. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Favor is a big thing in this world. Favor and being granted certain things because of your relationships. Like, that's what makes the difference. And not to say I like it, but it's like, I think to just look at what somebody has done and not look at the person is strange. Do you get what I'm saying? So just look at what somebody's done and that's it. Like,
I know, like some fucked up people.
Exactly. Some people can be like, it can go the other way. Someone can be fucked up, but they produce great work.
Yeah.
Like, nah, man, who are you as a person? I like you. I'll give somebody something based on how they are rather than just their work. Do you get what I'm saying? I can work on the work, but like just,
No, but you get, you got mad about COVID and the PPE something, nah?
I got mad about COVID and...
Everyone got mad. COVID, they did the PPE mask, gave them a bunch
But that's because they did a bad job.
Exactly. So let me know you can do the job at first, nah?
But no. The reason why I don't agree with that, because if they had just ordered the right thing, I wouldn't care if that person was favoured. Hmm. It's only because of the job that they did. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, the end result was
so bad. I don't mind if they give it to their brethren. Oh, well. If the person actually delivered the right PPE to us, I don't give a fuck. Give me the mask.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? So I know what you mean, but it's like, in that sense, it's like people were just stealing.
Yeah.
People were actually just stealing money.
Between favoring somebody who could do the job and then favoring somebody who's just going to run away
with
the money.
Exactly. Just to push it that way. Anyway, that was just my thought on that.
What about awards? Obviously, everyone always looks to like the American awards, Grammys, whatever. What's the awards in Nigeria?
We have Eddies, we have City People Award, we have a lot of awards in Nigeria. But the truth is, let me put it in general, we don't appreciate these awards because they are not coming from the international.
That's what I wanted to talk about.
International place. We don't appreciate, and forgetting that we ourselves, we are international artists. Mm. So the people on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You understand? So our awards, they should be personal to us. Mm-hmm. They should be they should be paramount to us. Mm-hmm. We should take it more serious.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? We should appreciate it. Mm-hmm. You understand? Then, you know, I feel like we Africans, we feel good when we get validation from outside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And which is a problem for us till date.
Yeah, that's been the problem. That's deep, a deep-rooted problem with Africa.
That's a big problem. We always look for validation from people that are not facing our problems, for people that are not wearing our shoes, for people that they. I don't know. I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be funny with whatever I say. I don't want to be emotional in my reply. But for you, these people don't know how we record. We record in crazy places where music are not even made. You know, we record with stuttered mics, stuttered speakers, and we still make good songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
now
yeah.
we do these songs and wait for their validation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are not in our position. They are not in our shoes.
Yeah.
They are not in our place. We record music in fancy studios, nice studios. Mm. We have a small room. You know, sometimes some of our artists back home share their bedroom into two.
Yeah.
To just make a little studio for them to make music. And, you know, after this, you just expect the people from outside to say, yes, it's good.
Mm.
Before you say it's good.
It's good, yeah.
Before you say it's, fucking Afrobeat up.
Yeah.
Mm. And, you know, I feel bad. Recently, I saw something, and I felt bad. Mm. I wanted to tweet, but I feel like I don't want to be in a position whereby, you know, I have issue with people. You know, the way I feel. Mm. I just kept it inside, but we artists should respect Afrobeat.
The thing with that though, because let's look at it like so.
As you know, this is our genre, we can't downgrade it. No matter the level you are in this music, you can't downgrade this thing that God has given us. Mm-hmm. You can't spoil this one. Mm. The country is bad. The government is bad. Now, our source of happiness, you can't downgrade it.
Nah, facts. You can't agree with that.
In a Nigerian award ceremony, what are the categories called? In Nigerian... so say it's like the Grammys, you've got best... Yeah.
Rap,
best rap, R&B, best whatever. Country, best R&B, etc. What is it now called?
The funny thing, people in Nigeria, these people who want to come for Eddies Award, they won't want to come for Eddies Award, but they can spend millions to go to the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
They can take private jets to go to whatever awards, but they can't come home. You know, they can't spend that money, invest that money, and come to our African awards.
Mm-hmm.
They can, and they, we call ourselves blacks. Last, you take this award and you say shout out to my African people. You are not shouting out to us. Keep your shout out. Mm. We have our awards here. Mm. Why are you not here? Mm. You are not real. Leave the shout out. It's for yourself. Mm. You are not shouting out to us. We have our Eddies. We have whatever awards. We have mobile awards. We have Afrima. You are not taking jets down there. You don't want to perform. They call you, you're too big. But when you go to those places, you want to tag Africa along as far. You want to be like, you are bringing Africa. You are like, you know, you want to be like, you are not representing Africa. If you are representing Africa, you'll be at an African award. Mm. You'll be at Afrobeat award. Yeah. You'll be at Afriman and all these places.
But you don't think you could do both? Like, obviously, coming home would be good. Both. But they're not doing both.
We have to prioritize what is ours.
We have to prioritize what is ours.
It's very important. Yeah. And I'm saying this from the pain of pain, from the place of pain. Because it's so painful when, you know, a lot of people, you know, trying to do their best for this genre, and you come out one day and you'll be like, no.
Mm-hmm.
No,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't work, bruh. Fine. You can say whatever is who you are, but don't downgrade what, you know, what a lot of people have contributed to, what a lot of people have worked on.
Yeah.
And you come and like, fine, you can be whoever you are.
Yeah.
But our future, which is Afrobeat, don't spoil it with whatever.
I hear, but say you was interested in a Grammy Award, for it. Say you was, and there isn't an Afrobeat category, it's international artist,
Best international artist,
for your type of music, would you not be like, hey, I should be in the R&B category, but I'm not because they consider me Afrobeats alone, so I'm automatically international. And that category only now has 5 nominations.
And that's why we have to prioritize our own awards.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. If they don't take you serious, if they don't take you
serious.
Very true.
If they don't take you serious,
if they try to, like, you know, categorize us, they can be like Afrobeat R&B awards.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be from the Grammy saying Afrobeat R&B awards. No.
Mm-hmm.
Or, no, we have our own. Let's prioritize our own. They used to say something in Nigeria, charity begins at home. If you want to be acknowledged properly, from home, you have to be that person. You know, if we take our own passion and we take it serious, these people won't have a choice.
Yeah, they won't. They have to accept what we're giving them.
I think when you show someone that you care about how they see you, you're powerless. Do you get what I'm saying? Because then they know, really and truly, we do what we want.
For you, to be sincere with you, I feel like, I don't know, but those people who are supposed to be at the top and, you know, leading the Afrobeat right, they
bring them closer.
I feel like their validation is from there, which is not supposed to be so.
Mm.
All they want is validation from outside.
Yeah.
You understand? Like.
Hello, doctor.